When everyone is on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
I was in a higher-end department store today, rhymes with a looming tales, and happened to end up next to two teenage girls while shopping. One of the girls had picked out a pair of very expensive boots. They were both fawning over them. The second girl must have looked at the price tag and asked the girl if she was really going to spend that much on the boots. The girl with the boots said something along the lines of, "It's fine, I have my dad's credit card, I'm not paying," which instantly caught my attention because that's not her card. I've told my son multiple times he's never allowed to use my card, so I'm interested to see how this girl thinks she's going to get away with fraud. But I'd split up from the girls at this point because they had found something else. We end up at the same register, me behind, and I see her total hit well over four digits. The girl's about to swipe her card when I decide that I can't let her get away with something like that, and someone has to parent this child if no one else will. I tell the cashier that isn't her card, but her father's, and I'm not sure if she has permission. The girl and the friend turn and glare and give me the dirtiest look I've ever seen. I swear this girl was going to throw a temper tantrum right there. The girl tells the cashier her father gave her the card to shop with, but the cashier says you can't use it. And then they storm away and they're very, very mad. And then she tells her husband what happened, and the husband takes the side of the girls and says that she was in the wrong. Okay, I can see where your husband is coming from. This is like something my wife might do. And I would probably be in your, especially if I was with her and she was planning on this. I would be in your husband's shoes saying, "No, just stay out of it. You know, that's her dad's problem. It's not our problem. We got enough problems. Okay, we don't need to add more to the plate. Just whatever. It's not our problem." So I would be with your husband, except that what would propel me to not want to get involved is really indifference. It's not actually any sort of ethical position. So ultimately, while you're moderately an asshole for this, it's a justified asshole situation. Like, to narc on the kid that way, yeah, you're kind of an a-hole, but it's also justified, and I really admire it. So that's one of the problems I have, I guess, with sorting through some of these, is that I sort of admire people who are sometimes, depending on the situation, who are willing to be a-holes in public. So there's a third category of justified a-holishness that I think that's a nuance that's missing from the am I the a-hole dilemma. So I guess the final message is that we should take from this is it's okay to be an a-hole, but only in the right situation. Here in Canada, it's Thanksgiving weekend, and my family is having our dinner tomorrow. My aunt, who has a toddler and is in the middle of moving, insisted on hosting dinner this year, despite all of us warning her it'd be a lot to do, especially with her moving. She insisted that she'd be able to handle it, and the plan was to have dinner at her place. I'm a baking and pastry arts student, so I offered to make pies for dessert. My offer was taken up, and I started planning and designing the pies for my family. This would be the first time any of them had seen or tried any of my baking since I've become more than a home baker. I'm classically trained in French pastries, among other things, and I graduate this winter, so needless to say, I take great pride in what I create and consider each baked good a piece of art and a piece of me. Tomorrow is the dinner, and I was just informed that there would be no home-cooked meal, but instead my aunt is going to order Thai takeout for everybody. I got upset and said that not only will I not be making the pies, but I won't be attending the dinner at all. My parents are mad at me for not following through, but I feel massively disrespected and disregarded. Am I the asshole? I mean, a little bit. Yeah, I think you are. This is kind of a half and half asshole deal. So you're the asshole for all the stuff about how your baking is your art and it's a piece of you and trying to impress everyone with the fact that you're in college.
I went to college!
That makes you an asshole and no one wants to be around that. On the other hand, your aunt is ordering takeout on Thanksgiving, that's a crime. I mean, that should actually be a crime. This isn't hard, okay? Thanksgiving is a time for a specific sort of meal. You should not legally be allowed to eat anything but the traditional meal. So we're talking turkey, stuffing, green beans, gravy, sweet potatoes, etc., right? Like there are a few other staples. You can add in some variation. You can add some things in addition to the staples, your own twist on things if you want, but the staples need to be there. And again, if, you know, when I'm theocratic fascist dictator of the world, this will be a matter of the law. All restaurants that serve takeout will be forcibly closed on Thanksgiving. Any restaurant that tries to open on Thanksgiving will be immediately shot. That's it. All right. It might seem a little harsh, but you got to break some eggs to make some omelets. Am I the asshole for kicking my husband out of the delivery room? I, 23 female, my husband, 24 male, just had our first baby. My husband was so excited and was super supportive and caring throughout the pregnancy. The only thing is that he became slightly obsessed with watching YouTube and TikTok videos of husbands pulling pranks on their wives while in labor. I just got an idea for a different series of YouTube videos we have to do now. I didn't mind at first, but then he started casually joking about doing things he saw in the videos, saying it would be funny. I clearly stated my distaste for them and asked him not to do anything like what he saw. He agreed and continued to joke about it from time to time, but I brushed it off since I trusted him and thought nothing would come of it. The day of the delivery came and I had been in labor for 8 hours. I had just finished another round of contractions when my husband let out the loudest fart, turned to me and said, "What the hell have you been eating? It smells disgusting." I immediately recognized that as one of the pranks in the videos. Outraged at him not honoring what I asked him not to do, I demanded that he leave the room. Get out! He started to argue, saying that it was just a joke, but I insisted, and luckily, the nurse helped him get out. The nurse helped him leave. I went through the last 4 hours of labor by myself, since my family lives out of state and I'm not close to my mother-in-law. After the delivery, I told the nurse he could come back into the room, and he was fuming. He started demanding that I tell him why I kicked him out. I calmly told him the reason, but he was pissed. He hasn't talked to me in a week. His mom is taking his side, saying that I was a complete bitch for kicking him out. Normally, he will defend me from her, but this time he completely agreed. I might be the asshole because I know how much he was looking forward to being there for the birth of our first kid, and especially when he got to cut the cord, but I still kicked him out, and I refused to let him back in. The nurse asked a few times if I wanted him back in, but each time I said no. So am I the asshole for kicking my husband out after a stupid prank that he agreed not to do? First of all, your husband is the a-hole purely because he spent weeks researching delivery room pranks. And that's the one he settles on?
No offense, but you are a stupid asshole.
After weeks of watching all these videos, which do sound really hilarious, and I want to check some of that myself, but that's what you end up doing? Just the best you could do after all that time and all that preparation? You had weeks, man. And the best you could do was fart and blame it on your wife? Leaving that aside, he's the a-hole. Because look, fellas, you antagonize your wife while she's giving birth, and you get what you get.
Well, Daddy, how you feel?
I feel sorry for, you know, you about as much as I feel sorry for somebody who gets eaten while wrestling a crocodile.
Oh, no. Look at that!
It's like these are choices you make in life, and you live with the consequences. You knew what you were getting into. You knew the risks, and you decided to do it anyway. And besides, third thing, he's also kind of the a-hole for being upset about being kicked out of the delivery room. I've been through this 4 times. I would have loved to get kicked out. Who wants to be in the delivery room anyway? I know I'm one of the only guys who will say this out loud, but I tell you right now, I'm not the only guy who feels this way. That I don't it's kind of gross. And I don't feel a great need to be there.
I shouldn't have gone in there.
I wish we could go back to the days where men hung out. This is what they used to do back in the old days, okay? They had a smoking room in the hospital. And you would sit there while the woman does all the delivery stuff. And you would just sit there, you'd read a newspaper, and you'd smoke a cigar.
That's right. It's your baby.
And then when the baby's born, you'd go into the room, you'd say hello to the baby, and you'd leave. And you'd check back in about the time that they, you know, graduate middle school. That's the way it should be. Okay? A hard year in the economy means that essential practical gifts will be in high demand this year. Give the most essential gift of all, America's best meat and seafood from Good Ranchers. With discounts on orders of 5 boxes or more, you can save on gifts for the whole family. When you give a box of Good Ranchers, you're giving them a true steakhouse experience with 100% American USDA prime and uppercuts of beef, chicken, and seafood, other meat delivery companies, and even your local grocery store. What they're going to do is they're going to import lower quality meat from overseas. Don't give your friends and family less than America's best this year. Not sure what to order? Well, Good Ranchers now offers gift cards so you can let your friends and family members choose for themselves, or you can give the gift of a subscription and inflation-proof someone's meat budget for them. Go to GoodRanchers.com, use code Walsh at checkout to get $35 off your gift. That's GoodRanchers.com, code Walsh for $35 off. Good Ranchers, American meat delivered.
I'm the winner! Yes.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.